Another KMA Land catch-up today, and awesome opportunity today to get a chance to talk with a trainer alum, and now at Air Force, Clara Teglin is with us right now. Clara, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. You bet. Obviously, I'm glad that things are going well for you, and certainly, you know, when you left trainer, you know, I think you were committed to play basketball. Well, now you're a member of the track team there at Air Force. I guess just kind of, you know, take us through that journey a little bit and tell me, you know, just kind of, you know, what are your thoughts are on, you know, kind of what's led you there?
Yeah, so I played my first season of basketball there. And at the end of the season, I just, you know, thought that I had more in me. And I loved the track culture. I met a lot of really cool people on the track team. And I had talked to Air Force Track before my senior year, and I just told them basically, I'm doing basketball. But after the basketball season, I just decided, why not try something new? I had a lot of friends on the team, and I knew they had a really good culture, and it would be a way to just keep pushing myself. So I decided to join the track team, and it's been awesome. I really love the team, love the culture, and yeah, it's a really good time.
Yeah, you've you know, a couple of years in now there at Air Force. So how have things kind of gone for you from you know, a track perspective on the track?
They've gone well. So the first season, I just did outdoor, and I was just kind of getting back into the swing of things. And last year, I actually PR'd at conference, and I got seventh at conference in the Mountain West. So that was a really good PR for me. It's harder to balance school life and military, as well as like getting better continuously at your sport. So that's just something I've really had to hone in on. It's harder your first few years. And now I feel like I'm starting to hit my stride, and hopefully there's more to come.
Yeah, I was going to kind of ask you about that. Not only, you know, when I talk with, you know, collegiate athletes, students, you know, student athletes, I ask them sometimes, you know, about the balance of the academics and the athletics. Well, you have more to balance, and your teammates do as well. Just tell me a little bit about that and how, you know, I'm sure once you've done it one year, it gets a little easier the next. But I guess how difficult was that transition?
It was for sure hard. I was the first person in my family to join the military. Mm-hmm. So it was just a culture shock for the first year, especially since the first year they kind of treat you like crap because you're just trying to get into the swing of things. They're trying to get you into the military mindset. Freshman is definitely a learning experience, and not everyone's very nice to you. So after freshman year, it was kind of up from there. And yeah, it's all about time management. So just learning when I have to work out, when I have to do my schoolwork, when I have to focus on military. It's all balanced, and it's just a really good learning experience.
What do you feel, or how do you feel, you know, being in the military has helped you grow as a person?
Oh, for sure. It's grown me as a person. It's just helped me mature a lot. Mm-hmm. You get a lot of different experiences and different, honestly, just like life itself is just like different. You like look at things differently, you act differently, you learn how to like love people and care about people differently, and it's just a really awesome experience, and I'm super glad that I got the opportunity to be in it and be able to grow in these sort of ways.
Yeah. Trainer alum Clara Teglin, one of the, you know, great multi-sport athletes that we've seen here over the last you know, recent memory, now at Air Force, part of the track and field program there. Clara, you know, I think it's kind of interesting too in the fact that you're now a Division I track athlete, because I believe, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, there was a time where you were a soccer player over a track athlete, right?
Yes.
So you weren't even out for track at least one year, right?
Yeah, so I didn't do track until my junior year of high school.
Right. So I guess, can you believe it that you've come to this point where, you know, you liked soccer, so you played soccer. I mean, it wasn't because you didn't like track or whatever. I don't know what the story was other than just, you know, wanting to focus on soccer. But now, you know, years later, here you are, a Division I track athlete.
Yeah. I mean, I've played soccer since I was about five. So, and there was like a little bit of rivalry on if you were to do soccer, were to do track at my school. So I just decided to focus on one and like avoid the drama of being in both. And then my junior year, I just decided, you know what, I may as well try to do both and see how it works out. And I'm glad it ended up working out, because obviously, I'm here today.
Yeah. So, Clara, you talked a little bit about, you know, running. I don't even think we kind of talked about what events you're in, but I guess we can, you know, I mean, people that have seen you run or know your history, I guess maybe will know that. You're in the 400 hurdles. You do 100 hurdles as well. So I guess how are those things trending here, you know, for you, I guess, in terms of your time and just continuing to, you know, push those lower?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to focus on the 400 hurdles. That's definitely my race. Mm-hmm. And that's mainly outdoors, so most of this indoor season and preseason time is just focusing on that and training for that. So, yeah, continuing to push that lower.
Yeah. So, I mean, what is it? What are you doing right now when it comes to, you know, just being a member of the track team? Obviously, I'm sure as a Division I athlete, that's kind of year-round. What is going on with you and your team right now?
Yesterday, we just got into 20 hours, so we're technically in season now. So we dedicate probably 3 to 4 hours a day to it, and then we go on Saturdays as well for about 2 hours. And we're doing four-hour lift weeks, four-day lift weeks. Mm-hmm. So we have lift 4 days a week, and then we run 6 days a week. Unfortunately, I'm dealing with a stress fracture right now, So it's a lot of cross-training for me right now. But my main season is outdoor, so getting ready to hopefully be back and be healthy for that.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, following you as you continue on with this, you know, opportunity there at Air Force. Do you miss the hardwood? Do you miss basketball?
I do sometimes, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I loved basketball for a lot of years, and my experience at Trainer was awesome. So I do miss the team aspect and things like that, but yeah.
Focusing in on track, which is awesome. And like I said, looking forward to continue to follow your career. Any goals that you know are like right now? It is, you know, as we talk here in September, you're a bit away from the outdoor season beginning. So any idea what you would like to accomplish here your junior year?
My goal is to break 61 this year. Hopefully by my senior year, get into close to 59.9, hopefully break 60. But That's a big goal, and I just have to keep working hard one day at a time.
All right. Clara Teglin again, trainer alum now at Air Force and a member of their track and field or track team. Again, Clara, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it, and we wish you the best there in Colorado Springs there at Air Force, all right?
Thank you.